שלום, אנחנו נקרא קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא תפילה.
Hello, we're going to read selected excerpts on the topic of prayer. We'll continue with excerpt number 17.
ציטוט מספר 17 מתוך
excerpt number 17 from Rabash, article What is do not add and do not take away in the work. One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs, and he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although, when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite, he should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel it in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Hence, here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us. Since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator. Once one has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called one should always establish the praise of the Creator and then pray, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. He must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the King, if he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, but only above reason, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks.
What's the difference between the present feeling, suppose when I'm not above reason, and I try to imagine to myself that I am nonetheless I'm feeling the greatness and the importance of the Creator? The difference between that and me truly being in the feeling of the greatness and the importance of the Creator. Is that okay? Clear? No? Okay. I may feel that the Creator is probably important and great, however, I don't have it. When I examine myself, I'm not full with this feeling. Between that and a true feeling, when I feel full and grand with the whole world feels his glory, and where did they write it from? They probably felt it. So the difference between only thinking about it, depicting it, thinking, imagining it, and that, and between me feeling it.
Okay?
So act a little bit in reason, above reason. Try. try to awaken these vessels inside us a little bit. Maybe since the creation of the world, they haven't been in use. We're all dormant. So go ahead. When you'll start talking, you'll see that you have what to say. And even if it's not correct, doesn't matter, you nonetheless awaken it.
Then the greatness of the Creator, the true one, is through the environment.
Rav, what's the difference between me depicting or imagining the greatness of the Creator and me accepting or receiving the greatness of the Creator above reason? Work inside with all these discernments, emotions.
And really,
Rav, so which exercises can we determine between us, if we can at all, in order to come closer to above reason, to the second story, second floor of the perception of reality? Meaning it's the perception of reality, however, it's not in the will to receive, rather it's in the will to bestow. So how can we come closer to this? Somehow to do exercises, to try to hasten our development towards this.
Among us.
Rav, so what's the difference between feeling the greatness of the Creator or imagining the greatness of the Creator? What's the difference?
Then if the Creator is revealed, it completely cancels you.
Rav, how will it help us if from today on we'll start acting as if we are acknowledging the greatness of the Creator, feeling the greatness of the Creator, that it's really in us, it fills us, we're impressed of it, we're activated as a result of it. So how, if this is true, how can we exist? Well, when it's not real, but that's the way we want it to happen. Let's act it. Go ahead. What will the changes be in our lives? Rav, how to have this, along with this game, how can we raise man? What are we still lacking? Let's say we're acting as if the Creator is revealed and we're all on this cloud where He's revealed, and how along with this acting, when we want it to be this way, we can also raise a deficiency, a chisaron, for it to really happen, as raising a man. How will then we behave to each other? Go ahead.
The desirable result.
Rav, what am I missing while I'm picturing myself in this feeling of the greatness of the Creator? Still, what am I missing? Am I missing some fact? What am I missing? For it to be called raising the man, rather than the ego, when I want the facts, I want it to be revealed. Talk. Then he can reach a prayer. And
So what am I asking of the Creator in a situation where I ask with all my might to live off of the greatness of the Creator? If He is revealed, it'll be within reason. So what am I missing? What should I ask? What do I ask?
To hold on to this game.
What does it mean to ask above reason and above the ego? What's to ask above the ego here? When I picture my life and the whole world as being under the control of the Creator to the fullest. Yeah? And I want to live in this way. How do I ask to be in this way, above my ego?
Rav, am I asking to be in the will to bestow or to be in the will to bestow above the will to receive? And what's the difference between these two requests? What's the difference between asking to be in the will to bestow or to be in the will to bestow above the will to receive?
Receives and recognizes the greatness of the giver.
Rav, how do we maintain the balance between our desire and the request for being above the desire? I am in my desire and I always picture the Creator controlling with His greatness, controlling everyone, myself and everyone else. How do I maintain these two emotions inside me? If I'll only be attaching myself to the greatness of the Creator and that's all, I'm not there, it's like an angel. It's the force of bestowal, maybe, if you can say so. But it's without the force of reception, so it's spirituality without corporeality, it's ruach. It's like spirit. But if I'm in the will to receive, it's corporeality, it's in Hebrew rain. From the word rain. So how do I maintain the balance between
the teacher, the books?
Rav, how can I draw the will to receive to the will to bestow? And how, in other states, do I draw the will to bestow to the will to receive?
Okay, Rav, moving on to the next part of the lesson, okay?
Oh,
Okay, so we're going to go on with the second part of the lesson with the article Peace in the World, Baal HaSulam's article Peace in the World. It's on page 145 in the writings of Baal HaSulam.
Volume 1.
And the title is The Four Attributes